Colville had prohibited fireworks for its residents, but allowed them on the 4th of July and the 24th, Pioneer Day. But with Utah and other parts of the West plagued by wildfires, Mayor Trevor Johnson asked his council if they favored a complete ban. Council member Tyler Rouser is also the spokesman for the North Summit Fire District. He noted just the day before, Sunday, they had responded to a brush fire near Hennifer.
Wind conditions don't always dictate what fire behavior is going to be. We are in an extremely dry conditions right now. Had the fire yesterday jumped East Hennifer Road, we'd be in evacuations down there. We'd have had, you know, a catastrophe on our hands. Some grasses look green, but they're not that green. There's no moisture to them. The winds we've been having has dried everything out. And I think it is especially prudent for Colville City to ban these right now because we did not opt into the fire insurance. And if we get a start right now within Colville City limits, guess who's on the hook for paying for it?
Though he didn't have a vote, the city attorney, Sheldon Smith, said it just made sense.
It's just common sense. I saw a few fireworks going off on the 4th and I looked and thought, you'd have to be an idiot. I hope nobody here did it, but you'd have to be an idiot to be sending fire up in the sky when it's so dry.
Colville City Attorney Sheldon Smith. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.